Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Ariana Grande's engagement, Santa being a super spreader, Corey discovers who hacked his Amazon Prime, and how to deal with Jesse leaving Little Mix, and the history of pop group departures. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble.
Happy Christmas. Are you singing? Happy Christmas to you.
We're on. Cheers, Corey Cool.
Hello.
How are you?
What are we cheersing? You can't just not cheers something.
I was being Mamrie and Grace, to be honest.
Oh. Cheers, Grace.
Are we on?
Cheers, Grace Helsbigs.
Thank you. What's up? What's it see? Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, what's up?
Are you having a kick in Kwanzaa on this happy holiday season?
Well, it's still a few days before the big Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, shit. Hey, the big conversation in my group chat with my family has been how they're explaining that Santa doesn't have COVID.
Oh, my God.
Because he would be the ultimate super spreader. And so they had to really, explain all of that to children. It's like, how do you,
What are they saying? What are the lies? What are the lies they're continuing to tell children?
He already got the vaccine. He did the first shot 2 weeks ago and then got the second shot right on time for Christmas. He's good to go. He's going to be wearing a mask, even though he got the vaccine, which is the rule. So, you know, we're COVID compliant in this family group chat.
Is, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, honey.
That children's toy, what are they, elves? The Elves Workshop seems like a super spreader event.
Oh, yeah.
Confined quarters.
Quarters.
Confined quarters.
Oh, yes.
Like, you know, you're like quarters where you live.
When you put all your quarters in one of those quarter sleeves, I would call that confined quarters.
You mean like the paper roller for the bank?
Yeah. You know about it?
You'd call those confined quarters?
I absolutely would.
Well, can Rudolph get COVID?
I think animals can actually get it. So I was I was at the dog park this weekend and everyone was very spread out because it's a huge open field. It's right below the Hollywood sign. And like everyone's very like even spread out like on their what's it called, like on the field with their blankets, so nobody's near anybody, nobody's coming close to each other. But then I was thinking, can all these dogs just be traveling it around to everyone, because all the dogs were sniffing all the other dogs?
I mean, probably. What about Olive the other reindeer?
Who? I've moved on.
You know Olive the other reindeer?
No. What's her story?
She's a dog that thinks she's a reindeer.
And okay.
And so,
what does she want?
She came to save Christmas.
This is classic millennial
reindeer erasure.
Participation trophy. Everyone gets a trophy, even the dog that thinks she's special, but no, bitch.
Which reindeer would you have sexual relations with if you had to?
Blitzen,
because yeah.
he'd be blitzing all in my
Stocking
my chimney.
Would he stuff your stocking, baby?
He stuffed my stocking. He slid into my chimney. He candied my cane.
Is your fireplace real?
Yes, baby. What do you mean?
No, it's a gas. It's like a.
It's not like a figment of my imagination.
But does it? Does yours have a chimney? I always forget. Do you turn that fireplace on ever?
I turn it on all the time. I do not turn the fireplace on in my bedroom because that feels dangerous.
Wait, but I forgot you had one in your bedroom.
So do I all the time.
So which chimney is Santa coming in?
Both of you, if I'm lucky. You know what I'm saying?
Not hat.
Yeah, no, we don't believe in Christmas in this house. I mean, I put up a Christmas tree.
I know. When I FaceTimed you, Nick was all, look at the tree. And I thought, baby, that ugly tree I've seen a million times.
The kissing tree is back. And maybe she's the reason for the season that we're in. Kissing, that was a super spreader event last New Year's.
I think it was.
The kissing tree.
I think your tree needs a little more personality, if I'm being honest.
Okay, well, I didn't fucking ask. And you're the third person to say that to me this holiday season.
It's very came straight out of the box. Here's everything pre-lit, pre-done. Like, what separates your tree from every other tree that like is just the same? Like, did everyone just buy that same tree and pull it straight out of the box and put it up? Like, your tree looks like 100 other people's trees. What's so special about your tree? How have you made it your own?
It was put up with, don't make me raise my voice. It was put up with love, first and foremost.
Okay.
And I enjoy it. What's the problem, Boblum? Why is everyone coming for me? I was thinking
it could use a little more personal ornaments. Maybe we should have an ornament making day. And then like, you know, when you have a tree when you're a kid and then it's got like pictures of you when you were in kindergarten and you was like baby's first Christmas.
Okay. I was thinking, you know how I sometimes do a video where it's like me opening wigs that people picked out for me to buy, but I don't know what I'm opening because they've like submitted them as links and I purchased them all without looking. I was thinking I should have done that with Christmas ornaments. And had everyone pick, okay, like link me to your favorite less than $5 or less than $10 Christmas ornaments. I'll open them all on camera and make my tree. But it's too late for that. It's like Christmas is this week. I've quit YouTube apparently. I don't know if I'll ever be back allegedly. So who knows what the hell's going on?
That is exactly the type of personality that your tree needs. Like, well, I'm telling you.
Maybe for my big comeback to the YouTube, maybe that'll be what's going on.
I want to know what happened to all of your pickle ornaments that you had in the PO, in PO boxes. I want to know what happened to your ranch ornaments that you got in PO boxes. I think you should hang the Lady Gaga Chromatica jockstrap on the tree. Maybe that'll be the star.
Oh, maybe actually. I don't know. I don't know. Let me look into it. It's too late for this Christmas. If we're doing a Christmas in July, maybe I can be ready by then. But it is what it is right now, okay? I did get a care package from LaCroix, and it came with 3 LaCroix can
ornaments,
so I put them on the tree. So is that enough for you? Who knows?
It sounds like you're taking a step in the right direction, but I think maybe once everyone gets their vaccines and everything gets better, then maybe you should have a Christmas in July next summer and we can have the kissing tree.
Okay, maybe. what's on your tree that makes it so special?
We don't have a tree.
Are y'all with me right now? Have I just endured minutes of abuse for the lack of personality to my tree from someone who doesn't even have a tree personality to be throwing shade from?
I have a wreath, and the wreath has enough personality to go around. Actually, I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, maybe.
Aretha, are you calling it Aretha? Is it just Aretha Franklin? Aretha.
Yes, that's her.
So what's on your urethra?
Oh my God, it's so
I'll tell you what's in my urethra if you tell me what's on your urethra.
My wreath is beautiful. I will post a picture of it. Everyone can see it. It'll be gorgeous. And
You know what? We really have a lot of gall, bitch.
Listen,
coming for my tree when you don't even know how to put one up.
Do I know what happened?
No.
So what happened?
Put it in the Discord. Maybe I'll read it. Hey, so pop it into the. Hey, you know what? Actually, you tell me this story. You tell the whole story. You put it right into the Animal Crossing channel on Discord. I'll be sure to check it.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
I'll be sure to open that up and see and say, oh, what's Corey telling? Oh, I'll check that out.
On the Saturday that Joe Biden won the election.
We did it, Joe.
Yes, we hung up our Christmas lights, just the Christmas lights in the living room, and they made such a beautiful ambiance that we've left them up since then. Because if anything deserves lights and Christmas, it's Joe Biden being president. So there we were, hanging our lights. But then we were all out of lights to put on a tree because we hung our lights in our living room. So I can't get a tree when I don't have lights. What am I supposed to buy, more lights? What do you think?
I think I'm moving on. I'm ready to move on from this conversation. You really ruined my morning, my life.
Since you were wondering, I did get the DIY to be able to make a Christmas tree in Animal Crossing, and we were very much discussing that on the Discord.
So we have a video gaming channel. So on the Discord for Patreon people, there's a Discord, which is like a group chat with a whole bunch of different channels that you can go and hang out with all the people that are like Psychobabble listeners. We made one that's video games, and it slowly became Animal Crossing Central. And I said, not on my fucking watch. And so I made a new Animal Crossing. Did you make it?
I did, bitch.
I popped into the video gaming one. I said, oh, it looks like y'all have a lot to say. Maybe you should make your own channel. Corey made an Animal Crossing channel in the Discord. And all y'all, thank God, found each other. Y'all going to each other's fucking islands. Y'all were tweeting me pictures of your group picture islands.
We took a group photo. Don't you worry about it.
So if you're at home thinking about what you're missing out on, if you're not a part of the Patreon, girl, you could be going on a mid-December vacation to Corey's Island with the whole crew.
Well, I wasn't hosting. I was traveling, if you know what I mean.
I do know. Super spreader. Super spreader.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What else is going on in your life? What else is all the hard-hitting news? Did you see what happened in the news?
What?
You didn't see?
Which one? Which part?
I can't believe you didn't see.
Was it, let me see what I've written down.
See, I was just actually trying to get you to volunteer something, and then I was going to go along with it.
Well, we can talk about
Ariana Grande's engagement.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Good for her.
I didn't even know she was dating someone. Who is this
Neither
man?
Did I. And I actually find that really delightful.
How long have they been dating?
I don't know, baby. I didn't ask. I don't know. Everyone that acts like they know celebrities and they're like, know what's best for celebrities when they get engaged or get divorced, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, baby, you've listened to two songs by her. You don't know her.
Which two?
Probably
Into You and God Is a Woman. Okay.
Rain on Me, Baby.
That ain't even a song by her.
Anyway, I'm happy for her because I am an Ariana Grande fan. So anything that makes her happy makes me happy. But I know none of it. I know none of the business. I couldn't tell you his name. I couldn't tell you what he looks like.
Did you take that quiz that like made you rank all the pop girls against each other?
Yes, I did.
And how high was Ariana Grande in your list?
Ariana was very high, actually. I think she was like in my top four. Yeah.
Really?
She was tied for number three.
Oh my God.
So that's pretty high.
Good.
When
for
you
her.
Already know Lady Gaga will be number one, it's like, okay, well, damn. My top 10 is pretty strong. My bottom 10 would, I think, get me dragged on the internet. So I'm not gonna post it.
All I know is that you and I both had Lana Del Rey very, 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 very last.
That is true. For no reason other than I never really got into her except that one year where she was my Spotify most listened artist on 2013.
What?
It was a weird year. I was going through something. Perhaps it was a breakup.
I couldn't tell you another Lana Del Rey song other than Blue Jeans remix.
Pepsi Pussy, Summertime Sadness, Dating a Cop. Those are some of her hit songs.
What do Lana Del Rey fans call themselves?
Little Ray, Little Sunshine Del, Little Del Tacos.
Well, bitch, if you're a Little Del Taco, I'm always open to music suggestions. You can tweet me your favorite songs of hers. I'll try to give it a listen. I don't know. I feel like people always tell me she has good songs, but I've literally only liked the Blue Jeans remix.
I gotta say, so you know how you get into somebody's car and you...
I haven't done that all year long.
Okay, well, let me set the scene. So sometimes when somebody's gonna give you a ride somewhere, you get in their car. You open the door, you step in, you sit down, you're in their car. When there's a cord between the two of you, the driver and the passenger, and then you take your phone and you insert the cord into your phone, and the car automatically starts playing a song.
AKA it's always, by J-Lo. Is the
it's
one
always
it plays.
The same song per phone. So mine was always like an Adele song, because that's A. You know
what I mean? Anyway. Mine must have been sorted by title, because it would always play AKA by Jennifer Lopez. And I don't even know if I've ever heard that song or why it's on my phone to begin with.
Well, I don't know, baby. Maybe it was your version of U2 with the album that they put on. Anyway, so I get into a man's car.
Yes.
What was I going to tell you? I forgot.
And you plug your phone in.
No, in his phone... It always plays Lana Del Rey, the first song. And I find that to be a major red flag. No offense to the little Del Tacos.
Are you driving or are you climbing in?
I'm a passenger. So then, on this journey we call life.
Okay, so you're getting in the car at the same time together then.
Is it a foss? Will a fossy neck do it? You know what I'm talking about?
When was this? January or February? I was going to say the last time we had people over for like a gay after party, somebody just put on like a YouTube video of like Fosse dancing for like 3 hours.
Oh my God. Okay.
While we listened to like music playing through like a speaker or Spotify or whatever. And the number of times that the music would line up with these Fosse dancers, it was actually a fun moment. I thought if I could go back in time and return to a gay after party, gay after house party, that's what I'm looking for. Put on the Fosse 3 hour YouTube
video.
Well,
I was talking about Kristen Wiig, honey.
Okay, what happened?
You know when she does the turning off a lamp?
No, I've not.
You have never seen Chris. You know what I'm talking
about. No, I don't. I don't. I actively avoid anything SNL related because I never think it's funny. SNL is the epitome of
and this is
no
insult to the SNL community. I know a lot of people listen to watch it or whatever the hell.
God,
there is a skit that Kristen Wiig does as she's Liza Minnelli turning off a lamp. You've seen it.
It is a go-to clip.
If anytime people are putting on clips in my living room, that is I will let people do that one because it is a classic. It is so funny. I can't believe it. Can't believe it.
You know what people always try to put on in my living room? That Little Mix song with the drag queen videos.
Hey, we got to give some love to our Little Mixer. Baby Mixers.
What's your favorite Little Mixer?
What a Little Mix fans. Mix. Our KitchenAids.
They're called they're called
Little Mixers.
They're called Little Mixies.
Little Mixy Pixies. The Mixy Pixies.
Yeah.
Very sad Jesse has left the group.
I have a friend here in the city, one of my close friends, and he's a big Little Mixer.
He's a Mixy Pixie.
He's usually the one trying to make us watch Little Mix videos.
Yeah.
So he's been, he like a month ago, like 6 weeks ago, he told us, well, guys, bad news, Jesse's going to be leaving Little Mix. And he like spoiled it. he was like, yeah, all gay Twitter's talking about it, or wherever he gets his information. And nobody else cared. And then he dropped it the day that she was announced leaving. He put it in one of the gay group texts I'm in, and nobody was responding, and nobody knew what was going on. And then people were saying, which one's Jesse? And I just replied, Belegda.
Hey, that is sad. That is sad. Okay, so actually,
this why is she this leaving? I don't know. I guess I should be more nice if it was like a serious reason.
I didn't read the explanation. I didn't read the explanation of why she left. I'm not that. No offense to the little mixy pixie community, but I'm not that invested in the whole situation.
People
seemed very supportive of her leaving because maybe it was like a personal choice and she had something going on in her life, or maybe it was like sickness or something, or maybe she felt left out, or I don't know, mental issues, or I don't know what's going on. But
I will say that the Sweet Melody PS1 remix is really good.
Girl, Little Mix is it. Little Mix is that girl group. They really did and do what needs to be done. And what I find is...
are they better than 3LW?
I can promise that they are. I saw this in the... We have like a channel on the Discord for the Patreon people called Episode Topic Ideas. And one person, Sleeping Pixie, put in that channel. They said, anything about Jesse leaving Little Mix and how to grieve someone leaving a group might be nice. I've been going through it this week. And you know what? It is kind of... world changing when you're like, imagine back when you were little, when like NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
Bitch, this happened when we were little. Destiny's
that's
Child.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Destiny's and Child then, did and, this.
And then most recently, Fifth Harmony. It's like, and then Spice Girls. Like, we are no stranger to a person leaving a group.
Justin
but usually
Timberlake.
In our childhood, it was like dramatic, traumatic, and like drama, I feel, when somebody left. It felt like bad blood or something like that. This feels, I feel like for the Little Mix fans, it feels very peaceful and everyone's like supportive of her taking care of herself. So this feels like different than like when maybe Camila left Fifth Harmony, or who left Posh Spice, left Spice Girls. Or
Did like a Spice Girl even leave when they were still like big? I thought like... I don't
really remember.
I saw the Spice World movie in theaters, but I think
there was never an artist leaving a group that really shocked you to your core or traumatized you.
No, I mean, I was liking when Destiny's Child was going through different characters.
Yes.
Characters. I didn't mean characters. But I was going to say I liked that because... there was a lot of commentary comparing Destiny's Child to the show Survivor. So I felt like it was a lot of good press for Survivor, which is a great show.
Oh my God.
And then they came out with the song Survivor because everyone was like, ooh, which Destiny's Child member is going to be voted off the island next? Survivor.
Well,
I'm not done with that.
She wants to know how you can grieve someone. I think it's perfectly acceptable to grieve that situation if you are invested in, like, girl, this is like a big doozy to you. But no, it's not unique, I feel. Like, every pop group, girl, people have aspirations and dreams outside of that shit, so they gotta go.
All good things come to an end, you know? Sometimes
are we ending
the
podcast?
Sometimes you got to take the kissing tree down on January 1st. Sometimes you got to take a break from your YouTube channel.
That's tea, baby.
Sometimes you've got to let Jesse spread her wings.
Hey, have you seen the movie Nothing But Trouble?
Wait.
It's from like maybe the 1991.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Is that with Chevy Chase?
Yes.
Bitch, you bought that on my account.
Oh, did I?
Yes, I had to call Amazon this morning and tell them that somebody fucking bought a movie on my account.
Whoopsie daisy.
Well, how do you even have my Prime login?
I don't know, but do not change the password, baby. I need that.
I already did, bitch.
Are you serious? Oh my
yes.
God. I have to figure this out. I need to tell the culprit because it wasn't necessarily me who pushed purchase.
I had to argue with Amazon this morning.
Well, will you get them back on the phone? Because I didn't really like the movie.
It's from 1991. It's got Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, and two other people.
Demi Moore.
And you rented it at 8:47 last night. And I was like, I was already in bed.
Yes. Yes. All of that is true.
And you watched 1 hour, 34 minutes, and 9 seconds of it.
Anyway, so my point was, we were watching it, and it was a by recommendation. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a chance because sometimes I will appreciate this. Older movies, by that I mean like 80s, 90s, take big swings and sometimes it's stupid, but like at least they're doing original content and it's not like the seventh sequel or the 15th remake. You know what I'm saying? This is one of those situations, big swings, weird shit, strange plotline. I was not feeling it at all. It was like, it was kooky ooky, which I like, but it was just like not funny. It was like straight guy humor. Anyway, my point was Tupac is in it. Do you know about Tupac?
Yeah, he's a rapper. Well, may he rest in peace.
So,
well, actually,
that's what I want to know.
They actually don't know. Some people say he faked his own death.
What do you think?
I think you should log the fuck out of my Amazon Prime account.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with Tupac over here on this here day, here holy day.
I'm like, how did it go from you having all these mystery Amazon purchases for like Shrek 2 on your Amazon Prime, and now suddenly you're logged into my account?
You know, one thing led to another, perhaps. I don't really know how it happened, but I do know that I am logged into your Amazon because it says I get to choose when I push the app. It says Corey, another name. And I always am like, oh, thanks, Corey, for letting me log in. I don't remember when that happened, but.
Oh, well, thank God I changed the password this morning. I almost had to change my credit card.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, let's all calm down. What was that movie that
this is $3.99 I'll never see again.
I'll Venmo you.
It's all right. Amazon gave it back to me.
Oh, my God. So we really scammed them, didn't we? What can we do next?
Wow,
low stakes, low budget scams. Like really getting your money's worth when it's like $2. You know what I'm saying?
Did you? So this whole time I thought it was a sign from above that I should watch that movie. And now
trouble. Let me tell you that.
Now I found out it's you loving a movie from 1991. You were 2 years old.
Do you think Tupac's alive now?
No, he was shot. Supposedly on Wilshire, not far from
Lancashire?
The Grove. Not far from the Grove.
Wow. My goodness. Or
maybe that's where Biggie was shot. I always mix them up because it was very East Coast, West Coast war. And
there we were in the Midwest. So it's kind of like, who did we have in the game? Madonna?
And then I felt bad because Biggie Smalls died right around my birthday. Or maybe he had a birthday close to my birthday. Was Biggie Smalls a Pisces?
I don't know.
Here, you talk and I'll Google when he died.
Well, what else do I have to say? I have other things on the menu. Mitch McConnell and Mike Pence got their vaccine shots. And I think fuck them for skipping the line ahead of essential workers, even though they've spent all year downplaying the virus and not giving financial support to all of their citizens while getting paid by our tax dollars. But there they are getting their first vaccine shot. So you know what? Good for them, I guess.
Fuck them.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I validate it. I validate your feelings.
Did you see this? There's another stimulus check coming. They finally approved it.
Oh, $600?
What can you buy with $600, baby?
Literally nothing. You could buy 10 copies of Animal Crossing.
Ooh. You could buy 200 copies of Nothing But Trouble on Amazon.
No. Yeah, you're about right.
Math. Thank you. You could also, you could really buy a lot of Christmas ornaments for my kissing tree.
Yeah, that's what you should invest in. I could get a Christmas tree.
Ooh.
When's the check coming? You know what you really could do?
So, on the Discord that we have different tiers.
Yeah.
The top tier that we, have we ever discussed the top tier?
Glucose Guardians?
Well, there's sugar daddies, sugar mamas, sugar parents, I believe, is the terminology. But somebody named Christian in our one of our listeners, Psychobabble, one of our little psycho babies, if you will, said you should have Glucose Guardians as a updated tier name for that. Can we add that?
I mean, yeah, we could scrap the other one. It seems much easier to say than Sugar Mamas, Papas, and Peoples.
Well, we want it to be gender inclusive. So
absolutely.
It was like, maybe Glucose Guardian is the one. I feel like maybe we update that.
It feels a little Guardians of the Galaxy, but also,
I agree.
Isn't that what the like Space Force named themselves this week?
Yes, which I hate because
how do like, we get our like if aliens aren't showing up in the next 6 months, I want our money back from the Space Force.
Okay. Word. I mean, here's the thing. Why are they starting this Space Force Guardian situation? They know what's going on in space, so clearly they're getting ready for something.
That's what I'm saying. Are they like amping it up? Because I mean, listen, this is like people all talk about aliens, and why does everyone assume they're evil and mean? I like to think they're nice.
T, go off. Same. Me too.
Listen, you get the energy that you put out in the world. So if you're all like, these aliens
But that's
are gonna...
only in the world. That rule only applies in the world. But the energy like, you put in the world. Does that apply to the universe?
It's like, hey. Oh, you think that that alien ghost's going to anal probe you? Maybe you want that.
Yeah, that'd be good news bears. So I think this is a perfect segue into Katy Perry music video.
Oh, yes.
The end of the world. The aliens, are they good? Are they evil? Are you Zooey Deschanel? Who are you in life? You know what I mean?
I watched the video. It came out on the 21st. It's got Zooey Deschanel playing Katy Perry. And, you know, so there's aliens in it and they're all painted blue.
Why are you explaining it to me? I just watched it before we pushed record.
Because I don't trust that most of our listeners are going to go watch the video.
I have to say, I think it's the worst Katy Perry video that we've ever gotten.
No,
what's worse
to differ.
And I'm not saying that in a mean way. I'm just saying Katy Perry to me is, she is high budget music video, like fun videos, big videos.
Wasn't her smile video just her as a clown?
I didn't catch that one.
This era is a mess. Musically, I think she's got some good songs, but I'm like,
it's a scara.
I'm like, creatively, who are you surrounding yourself with? I was going to say, some of those aliens are painted blue, and it's like, you can see when they reach their arms out, like that their wrists aren't painted, and like at one point, one turns around, and you can see the skin color of the back of their neck. And it's just
it's a little week one of Drag Race runway.
I'm like, RuPaul and Michelle Visage wouldn't let this shit fly.
Hey, speaking of which, we're getting another season of UK drag, or is it Canada drag?
I don't know. You're spilling brand new information to me.
I think they announced that the UK Drag Race is coming back.
I vaguely...
And it overlaps with US season 13, which, by the way, we went through all of the Meet the Queens for season 13 for Drag Race, which was a lot of information, but we like watched all the Meet the Queens and we gave our thoughts on like which ones we loved and what we thought. As a bonus episode that's over on the Patreon, if you want to go listen, we figured, you know how it's like when it's like Drag Race season and we always want to talk about Drag Race, it's hard to fit in everything we want to talk about into a regular Psychobabble episode because I'm like, some people just don't care, but we really do. So if you care about that, that is over up on the Patreon, just so you know.
And it's like an hour long.
Is it really? We had things to say.
So there were 13 queens, I think, that needed to be broken down.
Hey, I have a question.
I have an answer.
Have you seen Ingrid Goes West?
I did.
Oh my God, I watched it this week. Did you get a charge for it?
No.
Okay, good. Then I must have watched it legally or on a different app. I don't know what. Holy fuck. If you haven't seen that movie, so we started a movie channel on the Discord, and it was the first thing I said there because I was like, y'all, I rarely watch movies, but I watched this movie. Holy shit. I can't tell. It's like a dark comedy about Aubrey. I keep saying Aubrey O'Day. Aubrey Plaza. And she's like a fan of an influencer, and it's about her, and she's a sociopath, would you say?
I don't know what terms mean what for like.
And she's manipulative. She's definitely manipulative. And she uses her manipulative personality to weasel her way into her favorite influencer's life. And
I didn't
oh
like
my
this
God.
Movie.
I don't think I could think of anything more terrifying Because it was so real. It was so real. Like the ability to stalk someone on social media. If you use social media, if you participate in influencer culture as an influencer, as somebody who is easily influenced, as somebody who is a fan of anybody on the internet and you think you know them, girl, watch this movie. It was funny, but also like I was cringing so hard. It was so challenging to watch because it's like, huh.
What you would say is Paul didn't love it.
Paul did not love it. I mean, I loved it. I finished it and I said to Nick, well, I loved it, but I hated it.
Yeah, I think that was my reaction when I watched it, I don't know, last year or right around when it came out. And I think I was as equally triggered.
That's the word. It was triggering. That was that. So then I had to have a palate cleanser of
weed,
of nothing but trouble.
Oh my God. You had a double Chevy feature. Shake. Well, you should watch Prancer. It's that time of year.
No. I am watching The Flight Attendant.
Okay.
On Amazon, I think. Netflix. I love it. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't, but I was interested, but I just didn't know how much Kaylee Cuoco that
she's incredible in it. Incredible. She's great.
Okay.
You're going to enjoy it. You're going to fall in love with her. You will very much like the show. It's a TV show. I think it's on Netflix. And then what else am I watching? I'm almost done with season 4 of Game of Thrones. I'm getting through that.
Well, look at you, just marching right down.
Have you seen Tenet?
No.
It's by the guy who did Inception.
Yeah.
You can tell it's kind of that. He's like trying to do another one of those like mind fuck movies, but I didn't really love it.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people were saying this because I think it was one of those movies that was supposed to come out this year and then it got postponed and they were trying to wait to like actually let people watch it in theaters and then they finally like just put it on a thing. And I saw lots of my movie friends were saying how badly they wanted to watch it in the theater. So I thought, was that the whole experience? Am I missing it if I watch it at home? I've got popcorn I can make.
Oh, you know what? So you want to hear what I did? It was so cute.
I love hearing cute things you did.
I planned a date because I've been talking to a gentleman and we were talking about how we really wanted to go to the movies and how it's something that normal and boring just sounds like such a fun date despite the fact that we can't do it right now. So I made little tickets. And I made like a fake movie theater and I made ticket stubs and I made like little,
did you perforate it?
Barcode thing. And it had like the time for the movie. Cause he had said that he wanted to see Tenet. So I like set it up. And then on the TV, I put up, you know, those like pre-movie, like welcome to Celebration Trivia. Cinema.
Yes.
And please put away your popcorn noise. Turn off, you know. So I had that play as he was walking in. But before he walked in, Nick, my roommate, was at the door and he had a name tag on like he worked at the cinema. And he was all, okay, I'm going to need to scan your tickets. And I left the tickets at the front door. I said, you're going to have to check box office. And so it had box office, so, you know, the whole little gig. It was cute.
Did he love it?
He loved it. He loved it. I had popcorn.
Did you
and
do that
snacks.
Thing where you put your penis through the bucket of popcorn so Jesus. That when he's like reaching in to get it, he like
yeah,
gets
but
it.
I did it wrong. I just it was a ceramic
too much
it's
salt
a ceramic
and butter.
Bowl. It's so I couldn't put a hole in, so I just put my dick into it. I just cut my dick off.
You just and put it at the bottom of the bowl.
Yes, yeah.
Is that kind of like when you put like snow caps in with your popcorn or like M&Ms?
He was such a slow eater that I bled out. So I never saw his reaction.
And now here you are, a cycle ghosty.
A cycle ghosty reporting for Zerity.
Which Christmas ghost are you then?
What do you mean?
Isn't ghost? There like a ghost of Christmas past, ghost of Christmas present, ghost of Christmas future?
I feel like, well, so the question is, am I in the past, present, or future? I feel like I very much live in the present right now.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Thank
Great.
You. Yeah.
I love
you
that
live?
For you. I'm not a ghost. I'm alive and well. I didn't cut my penis off and put it in a bucket of popcorn.
Nice, nice. Are you Scrooge? You're kind of Scroogey.
I would love to get Scrooged.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well, Corey, how are you celebrating the holidays? Are you going to be in San Francisco?
Well, I'll probably, yeah, I'm going to be here. I don't remember if I had said this or not. I had planned on going home like a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, and then my family like canceled our plans to be safe and smart, and we said we'll catch everyone next year. We'd rather everyone be healthy and happy and blah, blah, blah. So just hanging around here, maybe I'll have a Animal Crossing meetup. You don't know, bitch.
Ooh, maybe I'll start Animal Crossing by then and I can like pop in.
We are all ready to give you whatever items you need. We're happy to help craft things for you.
Thank you.
We're happy to tell you which neighbors rock and which neighbors roll.
Ooh, word. Okay, well.
But yeah, I mean, I'll be here. My roommate's like local to the San Francisco area. So we'll probably just have a little cute little, we'll probably just sit and look at each other.
Nice. Well, that's what we're doing over here in LA. I was just talking about how like I usually go home for Thanksgiving. So I haven't been going home for the last couple Christmases. So it doesn't feel that different for me, but it is strange to have not gone to Michigan at all this year. That feels like very bizarre and strange. So I am missing my family and I am missing, you know, just the vibe. And just trying to create that vibe in my own home because I have no other choice. And so just trying to like, I've been having Christmas music playing all the time and candles that smell like Christmas and just trying to get that energy and make new memories. Cause it's like, you know, you have a choice. You might as well embrace it and make new memories that you are going to remember fondly of this year, even though we have to be separated, or you could just sit there and wallow about it. But so I'm trying to just see the good in it and make some new good memories. Yeah. I think one thing I'm going to do this year though, is I've been seeing a lot of people on our Patreon Discord chat talk about like their Christmas plans and like feeling sad about not being with everyone. So I was thinking maybe we do something. I might do something like a little, live stream, or I don't know, or just like a hangout hour on Christmas, or maybe Christmas morning, or maybe I read that you can do like a little playlist and you can like DJ in the Discord. So maybe I'll do that like with Christmas music or something. I don't know. Something for our cycle babies.
I love that.
Anyway, that's all. Anything else you want to talk about this week?
No, we've really done the damn thing.
Yeah, I think we talked. Great. Hey, if you need a Christmas playlist, I updated mine. It's on Spotify, Christmas by Tyler Oakley. You'll find it on my page. But it's I think it's very good.
I'm sure it's very similar to mine.
Fuck,
I'll
you.
Have to compare notes. Oh wait, you know that Somewhere in My Memory song you were singing?
Somewhere.
Yes, that one. So I love that song from Home Alone, but that's because like the kids sing it. But have you ever, do you listen to the like version on Spotify? Like when the man comes in and like sings, I don't know if his voice is what I want it to be.
Oh, it's not good?
I'll give you the exact timestamp when his voice starts. It's
I only have a memory of a child singing it.
Yes. Well, bitch, same. And then if you listen to the whole thing on Spotify toward the end, there's a guy and he's all, and I hate it. And okay, I'm just like, how do I get him out of here?
Surely there's a version of it that's not don't sung by him.
Don't call me Shirley. All hey. Right. Anything else you want to say?
No, bitch. I got a gal.
All right. Well, I'll see you next time. Have a Merry Christmas.
I hope you all have a happy holiday. I hope that if you're making smart decisions to distance yourselves, just know that we appreciate that. I know it sucks, and you're probably going to get on Instagram and see so many people that are not doing that, but I want you to know you're not crazy. You are doing the thing that the scientists and doctors are asking us to do, and it is appreciated by people that you don't know and you've never met because you're not getting them sick on accident just by crossing paths with them. They appreciate it. They'll never even know that you saved their life. So thank you for staying home. It's the thing you should do. And if you do happen to go do your thing and see people and super spread a little bit, please get tested. And please quarantine if necessary so that we can stop the spread and get through this fucking holiday season.
Amen.
That's the that on that. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me just thinking about Jesse from Little Mix saying Belegda.
Belegda. You can find me. Where can you find me? You can find me on Tupac's Wikipedia page. Just doing a little bit of research, kind of looking around, learning.
Scrolling, learning.
Scrolling. Just getting acquainted, really.
Gruel.
Gruel.
All right. Later. All love right. you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.